This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. The new musical, Spider-Man: Turn Off the Dark, is the most expensive show in Broadway history by far. It's a gigantic spectacle with music by U2, directed by Julie Taymor, with actors flying over the audience and fighting in midair. And this week was the big opening. No, wait, that didn't happen.
Now, I know you've had a really difficult time with this show. Bad reviews, injuries.
Seth, no one said this was going to be easy. It's like I say to my actors, look out, get out of there!
That's Kristen Wiig of Saturday Night Live as Julie Taymor, Spider-Man's director and creator who has now been purged. How could a triple brand name $70 million investment go so very, very wrong? We asked Studio 360's Eric Molinsky to try to find out.
With great power comes great responsibility.
With great power comes great responsibility. It's Spider-Man's lament, and Julie Taymor's. If you believe media reports, she's used her power irresponsibly. She burned through millions of dollars during a recession, and she toyed with the safety of her actors.
To which I would respond, well, if you're going to go with a Spider-Man-based narrative, how many issues of Spider-Man end with Spider-Man sitting there alone on a rooftop bemoaning how every single thing seems to go wrong for him?
Peter David is a comic book writer, and he's written issues of Spider-Man. Now, David wasn't involved in the show, but he wrote a mostly positive review in his blog, much to the surprise of his colleagues.
People have been gunning for this show for months. And I don't know if it's because it's a woman directing it. I don't know if it's simply because of the amount of money involved.
It's all about the money, according to Jeremy Gerard. He's a theater critic for Bloomberg News.
When Julie Taymor was quoted in New York Magazine as saying that it's nobody's business if a bunch of millionaires want to invest $65 million or more in a show, I took offense at that. It is certainly our business as critics, because those of us who have followed Julie Taymor's career know that she's a prime example of how limitations make art, not the absence of limitations, and that this feels like something that got way out of control.
After 8 years, the show finally began previews in November. It was supposed to open in January. There were technical glitches, the plot was confusing, actors injured, fines for safety violations. I'm sure you remember the headlines. Normally, critics wait until opening night to write reviews, but Jeremy Gerard was the first to break that tradition. And the others followed.
It was an extraordinary circumstance, and I didn't feel that I was going to allow the producers to determine when I could engage in the conversation about this show.
Because everybody else was talking about it. Spider-Man the Musical is coming out at a time when anyone can post reviews on their blogs, Facebook pages, and Twitter feeds. And those DIY reviewers compete with official critics, like Michael Riedel of the New York Post.
When I went to see Spider-Man, as soon as the show started, people took out their cell phone cameras because they were all hoping that they would capture on their cell phone cameras somebody getting clocked.
His coverage of the show has been scathing, especially the circus-like acrobatics.
You have to remember, on Spider-Man, the special effects were so state-of-the-art, as Julie Taymor kept telling everybody, that they have spent so much time just worrying about the special effects and not paying too much attention to the story, which is a disaster, and the score, which is very boring.
Movie directors didn't try to take on Spider-Man until they could fake the stunts with computer animation. And that's what audiences are used to now. Acrobatics good enough for a video game. Douglas Rushkoff, a media critic, thinks that Julie Taymor was just trying to keep up with the public's imagination, and that was a mistake.
I suppose that there is a camp who believes that for Broadway to remain relevant, it's got to somehow get into that arms race. I do not think that that's a race that Broadway can be in. Ideally, Broadway's analog. You know, it's not digital.
But he doesn't blame Taymor, at least not entirely.
I almost never blame the artist. It's her job to imagine stuff. And it's her technical advisors who are there to tell her what's possible and what's not.
Peter David, the comic book writer, also thinks there was a double standard.
Did you know that Idina Menzel fell wrong through a trapdoor in Wicked and broke a rib? Did you know that in Fela, three of the main dancers went down with injuries sustained in the show, and they had to shut down and skip some performances and go dark because they literally had lost too many dancers and they couldn't go on? If that had happened in Spider-Man, it would have been front page in the Daily News.
So what happens if the critics get their wish? A little bit of schadenfreude. What if Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, finally opens again to bad reviews and goes dark? It doesn't matter. The plan is to take the show on the road to giant arenas. Michael Riedel is skeptical.
From what I've seen, the only way they're going to sell any tickets at a 10,000-seat arena is if Bono plays Spider-Man himself.
Jeremy Gerard thinks the price tag will carry a stigma.
The phrase $65 million Broadway show and most expensive show ever produced on Broadway will be forever attached to this show.
Forever. That is, until the next Julie Taymor comes along and plots an even more ambitious musical. Star Wars, Batman, Avatar. So many options. For Studio 360, I'm Eric Molinsky.
You can fly too high and get too close to the sun. See how the boy falls from the sky.
When I saw Spider-Man in January, during the first act, I actually found myself pleasantly surprised. This isn't so terrible, I thought. It's cool looking and fun. But then came the second act, when, for me, everything went completely and totally off the rails in ways big and small. Small, like, for instance, why is the newspaper in the show all 1940s-ish, but the rest of the characters are totally in the 21st century? I could go on, but let's hear what you think. Almost 200,000 people have seen Spider-Man in previews. If you're one of them, we'd like to hear your advice to the creative team about how to overhaul the show. Tell us at studio360.org and we'll collect some of your advice for next week's show.